The pasuk says that Yosef was brought down. Yosef hurad Mitzrayim was brought down to Mitzrayim. V'loman is galgal. This is a medrash tanchuma. V'loman is galgal hadavar. Why did this happen with this whole series of events? She Yosef yimoche v'yered Mitzrayim. Yosef is going to be sold now down to Mitzrayim. Omer Rabbi Yudin. Hoya Kodesh Baruch Hu mevakish lekayim gzeros yado ateida ki geya zarach beretz lo elohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mekayim the Gzeira. There was a Gzeira. Geriyah Zarecha Beretz Lo Elohim. They're going to go down to Mitzrayim B'chulei. V'hoyu Chayovin Leireid Mechuposin B'koilorin. They should have been going down in chains, in shackles. V'loi also came. He didn't do that. Elo Choshav Eich Heich Lohiridom B'kovoid. He thought how to bring them down to Mitzrayim in a B'kovodik way. V'hevi Alilo. And he brought about this whole shalshelis. Yaakov should love Yosef. And his brothers will hate him. And they'll sell him to Yishmael. Mitzrayim will take him down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov will hear that Yosef is still alive. Im hashvotim, and he'll go down with the shvotim, v'yishtabdu shom, and there they'll become meshubet, and there they'll be mekayim the geriyah zaracho, v'avodim v'ino esam, and they'll the havtocho, the oynesh, and the yodoya teida will be mekuyim. Omer Rabbi Tanchuma, l'mo hadova doimer, to what can this be compared? Leporo. Shemevaksh litin ol betzavora. They want to put a yoke on her so that she should work the fields. V'himoynas ha'oil min tzavora. She refuses. She ain't taking no oil on her back. Me'osu. What's the eitzah? Notlu es bino. They took her son. Me'achareho. U'moshchu oisel oisamokom. They schlepped the son to that place where they want her to go. Shemevakshim bo lachroish. The eagle was crying. The son was crying. They slept him over here. Shomo hapora b'no goye. She went against her will. Bishvil b'no to go to her son. Her son is in need. She follows her son to the field where they wanted to get her there in the first place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevakesh lekayim gzeiras yedo ateida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mekayim the gzeira of yedo ateida. V'hevi alilo l'chol eilu advorim. He brought this whole thing one after another. Yaakov's love for Yosef, and then their hatred, and then they sold him, and then this, and then Yaakov heard, and he follows him to Mitzrayim, and so forth and so on. V'yordul Mitzrayim u'fores hashtar. Then the shtar of Yodoh Ateida was going to be paid. Lekach Ne'emar v'Yosef Hurad. And therefore, that's what it says. Yosef was brought down to Mitzrayim in order to bring this all about. So, it seems very strange. It seems that the inyan that he teaches up of why all this happened is that he wanted to bring them down b'kovid. Really, they were going into slavery. And that's where they had to be, and that was the gzeira. But he wanted at least it should happen that they go down there in a bakovetic way. And Memela, he brought about this whole, Kodesh Baruch Hu brought about this whole shalshelis. It seems that from the Moshel, that the non-bakovetic way, which is poshet, is to be forced. They don't want to be forced. Being forced to do something is not bakovedik. When you force someone to do something, it's not the proper sense of COVID. There's something in that where the person feels, it's not what I want to do. You're forcing me, you're pushing me, you're not respecting my feelings, you're not respecting my what? Yeah, okay, but there's something in COVID. There's something in COVID that from the animal refused. It's a refusal. I don't want to do that. And you're not respecting that sense of what I want. So what happens? So this whole shalshelis came about. So I think just if you push it to be Mitzayer, what happened? Look at what happened. This was one of the most tragic 22 years that a person can imagine. Yaakov Avinu thought he lost his son. He refused to accept, it says, Tanchumin, Vayimoyin le-nachem, whatever. He refused to be consoled. He said, I'm going to go for my son, Ered Lebni, Yogo in Sha'ilo. I'm going down to the grave in mourning for him. Nothing to do, no negotiation. Yitzchok, it says, cried for him because he says, the Sipurno says, maybe others, that the Shechina would leave him now. Because since he's going to be Ba'atzvus for these years, so that he has foregone, and he intentionally wanted to be. It says he was makabel upon himself, the Avelus. The Shechina is going to be gone. Tragic. I mean, the chet hamaragli, the chet of the shvotim with Yosef, as dakis as it was, is it seems from different svarim that had a sheiches to the haruge malchus, whatever it was, the gilgulei neshomas, something that we've been paid for in our history. Terrible things took place. Tsar of Yaakov Avinu, that such a thing had happened. The whole parsha is so bizarre in terms of what such great people can do. And all of this had to happen. Why? Because Klal Yisrael has to go into Mitzrayim. And they have to be in shackles. They're going into Shibud. They're going to be slaves. It's the greatest bizyonis. And there was nothing like it. I mean, it was like they had no life. The minute they finished working in the fields, they had to come home now. And the mystery says, do this, do that, the other thing. Whatever it was. A life of 210 years of the worst possible avdus. And their children were killed. And it was not shaykh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, when they're going down, they're also supposed to go down that way in Avdus, but I don't want that. That's taking them, they're being taken against their will. There's something about that, that's some kind of a pgiya in Kovid. Mimela, it's kedai to bring about all of these tragic events. And it seems it was all orchestrated. He says that Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, "Vehevi alilo sheyohav Yaakov es Yosef veYisna eecho veYimkuroys leShmuel veYeridu leMitzrayim veYishma Yaakov sheYosef chayim Mitzrayim veYeridim Ashvotim yishablu shom." All of this, Abi, that in a matzav where they're destined and mechuyev for shibud, and the shibud itself is certainly a tremendous bizoyin. But to be able to save them from the initial bizoyan that chotch they're going down in a bakovetik way. Yaakov is going down to see his son, who's the Sheini Lamelech of Mitzrayim. For that it was kedai, the 22 years of suffering and all the mistakes and all the, I mean, what they had bechira, this, I don't know how you work that out. But all of this is part of a, you know, there's no stira, because what they may have done, which was inappropriate, they made a mistake, whatever it was. But all part of this whole alila, this whole ashgocha, just to make it that when they go to Mitzrayim, that one step at least should still be in a more bakovetik way. I think that, you know, sometimes we maybe don't have the right measurements, the right, that's what midas are measurements, and the right proportions of appreciating the chesaron in COVID, sometimes even to today's society, even when it comes to ourselves, there's not that COVID odom that there used to be, self-respect, pride in one's person, pride in one's work, pride in one's being. So the world doesn't go for that today. But certainly in COVID to other people, we're not on that level where we appreciate the COVID that we should give to someone else. And to us, certainly tsar would be worth a lot more. I mean, not to have tsar would be worth a lot more than a chesaron in COVID. Yet it seems that the need, the imperative to give COVID to a human being, to this is Klal Yisrael, to a Yid, to Yaakov Avinu is of course even more so. But this is such a strong imperative that it's considered I guess it's within the Gedorim of Hashem's Chesed, and the Gedorim of what's right, to be more makpid on that covet, not to compromise that covet wherever possible, even though it's all going to be compromised anyway. And the end result, who would have remembered that they took him down in shackles when they spent 400 years in Avdus? But that difference was worth all of the suffering and all of the pain, because there should be saved at least a certain disrespect that they would have had they gone down that way. And I think that two things. I think, first of all, the chashivus of what it means to give COVID and to feel COVID and to compromise COVID, whether we compromise it in our actions, whether we compromise it in our speech, whether we compromise it in our dress, whether we compromise it in whatever way it may be, that we sometimes don't realize how terrible that is, how choshev it would be for a person to conduct himself with that COVID, and how damaging maybe it is when there's a breach of that COVID. And certainly when it comes to other people, sometimes we don't realize, you know, we'll put people in positions where we're not respecting their individuality, we're not respecting their space, we're not respecting their self, we're not respecting their right to choose what they're doing rather than to be forced. And all of these things really add up to a very powerful belittling of a human being. I think especially in situations where people live in close quarters, especially like in dormitory situations where, you know, every little thing is a reflection, and every little insensitivity is really a violation of someone else's. If it's not kept well, if it's not conducted well, if I don't, you know, I do things that are not so appropriate and have some negative effect on other people, all of these things are really breaching that sensitivity to COVID. And if COVID is so important that it was worth it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put Yaakov Avinu through such suffering and make this whole shalshelis to avoid that chisus and to at least give him the COVID of going down, certainly something that we have to take seriously in all of our dealings, both with ourselves and the way we conduct ourselves, and in the Yodim L'Chavir.
Why can't it be that Hashem was in any way the Tzar would have happened?